currently have a 17% renewable energy commitment. Now, if electricity is only 30% of the emissions problem, and agriculture is 14 and motor vehicles 16, are we going to be taxing agriculture and motor vehicles to reach these emission targets?
Well, look, my focus is on electricity, Alan, so you'd have to ask other ministers about the approach elsewhere. But look, I've got to tell you that I won't let anything get between me and bringing down electricity prices. I am more than happy for you and your listeners to hold me to account on that. So if I start talking about just any distraction that's getting in the way between me and lower electricity prices, you'll hold me to account, and you should.
Well, what time frame are you talking about? You see, the CEO of Quenos, which is a manufacturing company, Stephen Dell, said recently, you know him, I just don't see how large industrial companies can continue with the sort of cost increases we've sustained without having to take action. He said, there is a very real prospect that some businesses might not be able to remain viable. The prices we're seeing for gas and electricity are not sustainable.
Yeah, and look, I agree with him. He's absolutely right.
But we continue to feed this renewable energy into the grid. So that is making the price of electricity higher than it should be.
That's right. So if you go back through the history of this, as you know, Labor set a target of 41 terawatt hours. We brought it down under Tony Abbott to 33. You and I both argued that it should have come down further.
Yep.
We got it to 33. We had to get it through the Parliament, so that was the biggest barrier because the other side weren't prepared to support us taking it down any further than that. We got it down to 33, that target concludes from about a year from now. Now, the damage has been done. This is the bad news, is the damage has been done. We now have to find a way of getting that feed income, that reliable baseload power, back into the system at low costs.
Mm.
Now that,
but if the stuff coming into the grid is dear and the price is inflated by having renewable energy fed into it, my God, you've got a Herculean task.
Well, but I believe we can do it, Alan. I believe we can do it because we know that the big energy companies hiked their prices as Hazelwood came out and other baseload generators came out. So the job now is to keep everything in that is keeping that price down and bring new investment in, and that means backing that investment, and we will do that.
But I just want to come back to the point. Look, you know this, sorry, Angus, but see, I was reading stuff from the Solar Council last night, and the cost of electricity from a solar panel installed in Sydney is about $180 a megawatt hour. Who provides the solar panels? China. So we're subsidising China's solar panels to generate electricity at $180 a megawatt hour to displace coal-fired power, which is about $35 a megawatt hour. Now, can you imagine someone in a factory producing goods at $35 a unit and saying, no, 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 we'll close down that production. We want to produce the stuff at $180 a unit. This is madness.
Yeah, look, and as I say, I mean, you and I have argued on this for many years, but our challenge now is clear. We've got to keep that baseload power in the system and get more back in. And as I say, we're prepared to use levers, big sticks, that we haven't used in the past in order to do that. That is crucial for us now, and we will do it.
Well, 1,600 coal-fired power stations being built in 62 countries around the world. How many here?
Yeah, and you make a good point. I mean, we are exporting high-quality coal from this country. It actually reduces emissions in the world because their alternative is dirtier coal, and we're not using as much of it.
But surely if coal is this awful thing that emits carbon dioxide, which is going to destroy the world, then surely what we should do, therefore, is to stop all our exports of coal because we're only polluting the world.
Well, and we're not going to do that. I mean, look, our most important industries, whether it's agriculture or coal or gas exports, I mean, these are crucial to the future of this country. We're not going to cut those off. And in fact, they reduce global emissions because they're more efficient in this country than anywhere else. So Alan, I know there is a fringe, a political fringe, that want to shut all of this stuff down. We're not going to do it. We certainly won't be the party that goes down that course. And you would destroy the Australian economy overnight if you did it.
Good on you. National economic suicide note, we called
Absolutely.
It, didn't we? Thank you, Angus, for your time. We must talk regularly to keep our listeners up to date on the progress that you're making.
Thanks, Alan.
You're most welcome. Well, hope of the side, that fellow. And look, just before I go any further, I don't know who this bloke Benedict Brook is, but Mr. Brook, you need an engagement with the truth. I was on Q&A last night, and the issue of bullying in the Parliament came up. My comments now are reported in the news.com.au website. I did not mention female MPs. Last week I referred to this bloke, Craig Laundy, crying that he couldn't be a member of the Morrison cabinet because the leadership had destroyed him emotionally. And I said last night, and I quote, politicians know the game they're going into, and it's tough, and it's confrontational, that's what I said on the ABC last night, and it's antagonistic at times. I would recommend some of them who are saying they're being bullied need to take a teaspoonful of cement and toughen up. If these people have complaints, surely they could articulate against whom the complaints are being made, otherwise you can accuse anybody of anything. How do those quotes translate into a headline, of course designed to damage me, quote, Alan Jones says, bullied female MPs should take a teaspoon of cement and toughen up. Now, Mr. Brook, I don't know who you are, but you need more than a teaspoonful of cement. However, I'm prepared to give you the benefit of the doubt. Perhaps you aren't responsible for the headline to the story, but the headline is inaccurate.